This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. There are more Italian restaurant options in Austin than ever before. And one of the newer places is on Barton Springs Road. It's called Juliet, and it's the subject of Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom's latest review, and he's here now to talk about it. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So Juliet looks pretty nice from the outside.
You know, it's a really beautiful restaurant. The design is by Joel Mazursky, who I think a lot of people have seen his work around town. And it's a really big space, but there's a real kind of cool mid-century wood bar with marble in the front. And there's a little seating area, a lounge area, kind of oddly placed in the middle of the restaurant. Then you've got a couple other seating areas with caramel-colored booths and another one that kind of looks like a classic Roman trattoria, kind of updated and stylized and wrapped in mirrors. So it's a really beautiful restaurant. There's some cool Italian wallpaper. There's some neat art. And there's also a big, expansive outdoor patio. So it really catches the eye, especially compared to the restaurants that used to be there, which were Umami Mia Pizzeria, which was short-lived. And a lot of old-school Austinites might remember Romeo's that was around about a decade ago, which was kind of a dark, red sauce Italian place back in the day.
Can you give me an idea of what's on the menu?
It's a pretty big menu. It's Italian, but they also have some kind of Texas bistro fare. So it's a mixture of those two things. And the executive chef is Jacob Weaver, who'd been at Osti. So he obviously has experience with Italian. And then the chef de cuisine is Brandon Fuller, who helped revitalize Cafe Josie over the last year or two before leaving there, who has that bistro experience. So from those two guys, I would expect pretty good things.
And did they deliver pretty good things?
Unfortunately, the food didn't live up to my hopes, and neither did the service. We waited for a long time for some dishes on one visit. A lot of bumbling and fumbling going on without much acknowledgement of those things. When we did get the dishes, they were largely disappointing, and an appetizer of kind of unripe peaches with some funky gorgonzola. There was almost an inedible chilled acorn squash soup.
What about the pasta, though?
You know, an Italian place like this is only as strong as its pasta and its pizza, I think. And unfortunately, didn't really deliver on those measures. The pizza kind of reminded me of that frozen pizza that you rebake at home. None of the toppings really sang all that much to me. And the pastas are homemade, and there were hits and misses there. They do a cool thing with spinach pasta for the lasagna, but there was really no cheese or cream in there, which I always want in my lasagna. And the carbonara was a major disappointment. I guess the one I liked the best was fettuccine al vongole. It was nice, had clams, white wine, butter, a little bit of spice to it.
Well, besides the fettuccine, any highlights?
You know, the beef tenderloin was cooked nicely and served with some pancetta wrapped green beans. I like that. There was an appetizer of grilled octopus with fried potatoes. That was nice as well and showed some promise.
There are more Italian food options in Austin than ever before, right?
That's true. And, you know, I think for a long time, people have been kind of grumbling about wanting more Italian options. And there have been several that have opened this year, about four already. You know, even with the explosion of all these Italian restaurants, for my favorites, I still find myself going back to some classics like Vespaio and Enateca, and even up to Olive and June, just north of campus here. You know, I've yet to be blown away by any of these new Italian restaurants that are opening around town, but two have just opened in the past week or two that I haven't gotten to yet. One is Alfico. It's on the east side. It's from the owners of Vino Vino, which I really like. And the other is Juniper, which is from Uchi alumnus Nick Yanes. And so I have high hopes for both of those restaurants. And you got to think, with all these Italian restaurants opening over the past year or so, a couple of them got to be hits.
All right, well, you can read the full review of Juliet at austin360.com. And for more of restaurant recommendations from Matthew Odom, check out his new dining guide, austin360.com/eats. Matthew Odom, restaurant critic for The Statesman. Thanks for coming by again.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.